Yeah, I think some of them are, let's say, like real-time language translation. I mean, if somebody is speaking in a different language, you have the ability to still speak English or type English to them and receive a response back, even though they might speak Spanish or German or something else. I think that's really cool. The sentiment analysis is a really good one to analyze feedback and understand what that customer journey is, and more that interaction analytics with that sentiment analysis, where you can see throughout that interaction the positive and negative and neutral sentiments of that interaction. So if I was somebody who's measuring QA, or even QM for that matter, quality assurance and quality monitoring, you have the ability to search for, instead of listening to two interactions per agent per month, which is about average, you now have the ability to dig deep dive into what you're hoping to achieve. I like that one. I'm trying, you know, when it comes to personalized experiences, like if somebody has a inside their IVR and it says, hey, are you calling about your delivery tomorrow at Monday at 9 a.m.? If yes, it is still available. Would you like to reschedule, or how else can I help you? And it's more of that conversational IVR than it is just saying press 1 for service, press 2 for sales, press 3 for support. And the more personalized that you're going to get, the differentiated you will be on that experience.